Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. From the immensely talented San Francisco-based composer, arranger, bandleader, bassist, and educator. Man, a lot of things. Marcus Shelby, we start...
I was thinking you might somewhere put in a taco stand runner. You know, it's whatever.
Yeah, everything.
I mean, there's a resume, boy.
That is a resume. He's not going to have any problem getting a job, and he's had a lot of jobs in his life. Again, this is Marcus Shelby as we start off this new hour of Neon Jazz together with the 2019 tune, Remember Rockefeller at Attica, with his orchestra off his newest CD called Transitions. His work focuses on the history, present, and future of African-American lives, social movements, and music education. In 1990, Marcus received the Charles Mingus Scholarship to attend CalArts and study composition with James Newton and with Charlie Hayden. And things have gone quite well for him over his career, as you can tell by all the titles he has. In fact, we caught up with him here recently at Neon Jazz to talk about the key to his career path. This is what he had to say.
And so when I decided I was going to play music, I knew it was going to take a while. I knew that I had a lot of catching up to do. as a bass player and as a composer, I felt like, you know, this is a path I could take. Take some hard work, going to take some study. And I was lucky to hook up with James Newton because I learned and was inspired greatly by him. So where I'm at, it's like in the middle of this long-term plan.
These days, he is an artist in residence with the Yerba Buena Gardens Festival and a new resident artist director for the San Francisco Jazz Festival 2019-20. And along with his work as a jazz cat, he has composed the score and performed in an off-Broadway play, an HBO feature film, Notes from the Field, along with a range of other productions. He's all over the place. But his interest in composing for big band orchestras and his work in collaboration with the Bay Area multidisciplinary arts organization, Intersection for the Arts, has led him to this orchestra outfit consisting of some of the best cats in the San Francisco Bay Area. And they are all respected musicians and vocalists. You can hear it on the disc. This CD is his fifth with the outfit, and it's just as good as ever. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Dimino, coming to you from a town full of big outfits as well, from Marcus Lewis's big band to the Vine Street Rumble, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. We are full of big jazz group supports here to give you that music therapy you need. That's what I meant to say.
Yes, I understand.
That's what we do here. So from the word go, Marcus was not tied to becoming a professional jazz musician. It's the way it works with a lot of these cats. But then there is a moment, a Wynton Marsalis concert, and as we get into the tune Root Groove off the Essential 1998 CD, let's hear Marcus explain.
I got a basketball scholarship to go to Cal Poly, San Luis Obispo. I played for 4 years. In my last year, I studied electrical engineering. I went to a Wynton Marsalis concert just on a whim. I didn't really know Wynton Marsalis. I wasn't playing music. I was still kind of into sports and studying electrical engineering, barely just making it in engineering. I was a horrible student, but that was sort of where I was. And my dad told me about this young trumpeter. He said, hey, you should go check him out. For no reason at all, not because he thought I should get into music. I went and checked him out. I took a date. I went with a friend. I can tell you it was one of those moments where my entire life just changed hearing that music. I didn't understand it. I hadn't been involved in music, wasn't listening to jazz. Something spoke to me very deeply. It wasn't just Wynton. It was Bob Hurst on bass. It was Jeff Kane Watts on drums. It was Marcus Roberts on piano. It was the whole ensemble.
Oh,
y'all. This is Marcus Shelby from San Francisco, and I'm here talking jazz with Joe Zavino.
That was the funky, jazzy New Orleans group Bonorama with their cover of The Crunge off the 2019 CD Plays Led Zeppelin. We caught them live in Topeka in the summer of 2018, and they were a high-energy act from New Orleans with plenty of goods to offer a full crowd, and they dug it. These cats can certainly lay down some funked-up, brassy renditions of classic rock songs like on this disc, and this one is full of their favorite Zeppelin songs, and you're going to totally dig it. From the great piano cat out of Long Island, New York, and quite a big band leader as well, this is Frank Grasso with the big band, and this is Breakthrough off his self-titled 1992 CD. Is this Breakthrough Hour motors on. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Craig Klein in New Orleans with the brass funk rock band Bonorama, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino. Yeah, you're right.
Little lights, little stars, little ways to warm up my arms. Little one, say goodnight to the day that has gone. Take your time, let it lie, 'cause you know I can't say goodbye. Little one, little heart, I know that you're mine. Say that I'm sweet, but your lips just cannot be beat. I simply don't know why you can't stay here with me. Please try, so petite little one, close your eyes and let my dreams go on. Dim the lights, dim the stars, just wrap me in your charm. Your lips just cannot be beat. I simply don't know why you can't stay here with me. Please try, so petite little one, close your eyes and let my dreams go on. Dim the lights, dim the stars, just wrap me in your charms.
That was the Toronto-based jazz vocalist, bandleader, and composer Kayla Ramu with Little One off her 2019 CD, Living in a Dream. So she has a passion for rejuvenating old jazz music from the 20s to the 40s and bringing it to the ears of modern music lovers. And we caught up with her recently here at the show, and she elaborated on that notion.
Since I was young and started singing at the age of 12, I've always been really interested in old jazz music, like from the 20s, 30s, 40s. I fell in love with it. And so I think I wanted to bring that back to modern ears, because it's a little bit of a forgotten art right now, forgotten sound, and I'd love to revive it.
So she began her performance career at the age of 12, singing jazz oldies with a community big band. In high school, she joined the Toronto All-Star Big Band and toured with the group for 3 years. And then she decided that her passion was for music. And in 2015, she graduated with honors from Humber College with a Bachelor of Music Arts degree. And the rest, as they say, is jazz history. So one of the biggest influences on Kayla and many others was the First Lady of Song. And as we dig into the tune, I've Got a Crush on You, live in 1961. Here's Ella. And let's have a listen to Kayla explain.
The biggest one I will say is Ella Fitzgerald as an obvious inspiration. Just the way she sings brings life to every lyric, and that really got to me.
But you had such persistence, you wore down my resistance, I fell, and it was swell. You're my big and brave and handsome Romeo. How I've won you, I shall never.
It's not that you're attractive, but oh, my heart grew active when you came into view. I've got a crush on you, sweetie pie. All the day and night time, hear me sigh. I never had the least notion that I could fall.
Kali Ramu, Toronto jazz vocalist and composer, and you are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
Some crazy little women there. I'm on again.
That was the guitar man of Jazz Cat, Dennis Coffey, with the tune Kansas City off his 2019 CD Down by the River. This Detroit native is one original cat that certainly knows how to lay down on the guitar and get it going for legends as diverse as Del Shannon, The Temptations, and George Clinton and the Funkadelic. However, the list of iconic stars, producers, and writers he has worked with only scratches the surface of what he's done in his life, and he's been out there doing a lot of great work. He was actually involved with one of my favorite films, Searching for Sugar Man, and he's also done a lot of other projects that you probably don't know about, but he was there, and that guitar was there as well. From the Titan of Jazz, we go next. This is The Cut, come Sunday, live in 1964 in Tokyo, in the land of jazz worship. This is Cannonball Adderley. Dig it, my friends.
We're about to play an excerpt from The Black, Brown, and Beige Suite by the great Duke Ellington. It's the episode known as Come Sunday in the United States. You know, Sunday, that means nobody goes to work. You see, Sunday back there is mean. And consequently, everybody loves Sunday when it comes around. You relax, you cat. Our pianist, Joe Zawinul, has written a very beautiful arrangement for us. This episode features Joe Zawinul and our bassist, Sam Jones. Here we go, Duke Ellington's Come Sunday. Joe Zawinul, Sam Jones.
Thank you. my name is Yoko Miwa. I'm a jazz pianist, composer, arranger, and educator. I'm based in Boston, but I hope to see you soon in Kansas City. You're listening to Neon Jazz Radio.
We'll be right back.
That was Kobe, Japan native and internationally acclaimed pianist and composer Yoko Miwa with her trio with the tune Boogie Stop Shuffle off the 2019 CD Keep Talking.
That's easy for you to say.
That's right, it is. So she is quickly becoming known as one of the most powerful and compelling performers on the scene today. And she came to the jazz game late in her life, and during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, she explained that.
While I was in college, I just fell in love with jazz, and I studied classical jazz piano lessons outside of the college with Minoru Ozone. You know, he's a great pianist, organist, also great teacher. Since then, after I graduated from college, I completely switched to jazz.
For the past decade, she's been at it, and she's honed quite a sound with her trio. They play regularly at major jazz clubs in their home city of Boston, as well as epicenters around that really dig the music. She's gigged with the likes of Sheila Jordan, Slide Hampton, Arturo Sandoval, George Garzon, and so many others. Even the Kansas City strong Kevin Mahogany, the late singer, and she loved performing with him. So one of those early live shows that left a profound mark on Yoko was Herbie Hancock. Here he is, joined with Miles Davis with their tune, Circle. And let's have a listen to her explain this concert.
When I was living in Japan, so I saw Herbie Hancock in Blue Note in Osaka. The one thing I really remember, it was actually he came on the stage. That was before the show. The stage was still dark, but he came up on the stage and he started practicing like scales and arpeggios, warming up. And I was like, wow, even he practiced that, you know. I really remember that. But of course, he played great no matter what.
Hi, this is guitarist Dave Stryker. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Keep playing.
That was the Trinidadian-born, Juilliard-trained trumpet player and composer, a modern star in the jazz world, Etienne Charles, with the tune Bois off his newest 2019 CD called Carnival. Another bright spot in the world of jazz stars. And our final jaunt into this hour of jazz is going to be another modern one with one of the best names in jazz guitar these days. This is Julian Lage with the tune Tomorrow Is the Question. Isn't today the question as well?
It is, at least until tomorrow.
Yes, there's a lot of questions out there. This is off his 2019 CD, Love Hurts, and it does so good around here on the show. And it's with that that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer and a cat that also knows that love hurts so good, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Why, yes, it does. quoting Mr. John Cougar Mellencamp, of course.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. So reach out to us. Give us a line, give us a song suggestion. We're always here and we dig your mail. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com.
We would dig it the most.
All right, until next time.
Beat the bang.
Enjoy the jazz, my friends. Thank you.
Neon Jazz.